After last season ended too early, McDonald Lady Mac softball entered the postseason with something to prove.
Welcome back to Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Chris Mollico with you for this sectional semifinal matchup pitting the Athens Blue Jays, the number two seed in this section, against your number one seed in McDonald Central Lady Max. Rough pitch three.
And Potter looking strikeout number one. Rough, a swing and a miss. Two K's in a row for the McDonald Jr. Swinging strike three. K the side. Katie Rough.
Helm offers again, high and slapped right inside second base. A hard throw to second and a board with a single leadoff, Kendall Heffner. So runners on second, third. Nice, Aubrey Dorn's going to swat one out to right center field. Long run, caught, but tagging up. Meyer's going to score and sliding into third as well. 2-0 McDonald. Aubrey Dorn, 2-0 the count as Ellen Becker steps back in. A bunt popped up and McDonald.
Beautiful catch on that.
Good heavens. Keegan laid out for that right in front of home plate about 6 feet out and caught the pop-up bunt, and that's going to be one away. Rough deals again.
There
swinging
you go.
Strike three. The fourth strikeout, and Sidney Coker the latest victim. Rolling, dealing, swinging,
go,
strike
Katie.
Three, and two more go down as Katie Rough with five strikeouts through two. One out, one on. Helm deals
nice,
and
solid
swatted right past the shortstop. That's a good hard single for Keegan Winger, and that's going to advance here. Line and Kugel the second. The circle again, whirling and dealing a little bit high, and it gets away from the catcher. And Kierline and Kugel coming in, and she's safe at the plate. Oh, Deedhelm to Deedhelm just a bit late as Kierline and Kugel, a beautiful slide, and it's 3-0 McDonald. And
nice,
Aubrey Dorn will swat one to left. Long run, and it's going to hit the fence, and Aubrey Dorn will get a stand-up run-scoring double for McDonald.
Go,
dribbler
go,
right back to Rough. She's going to have to work quickly. Flips to first, and the 1-3 putout. And now we're headed to break with McDonald still blanking Athens. 7-0, 2-2. The pitch,
nice.
And a call strike three.
There you go, Katie.
The eighth strikeout of the game for Katie Rough. 1-2 the count for Katie Rough. Rough deals, popped up to third, and Winger's got it. Throws to first, and got her.
Beautiful throw.
Double play to end the inning.
So she let off the base too far, didn't go back in time, and that's Keegan was smart on that. And
how about Keegan Winger doubling up Athens to end the inning? The greatest threat stymied. Josie Witkowski, first batter up for McDonald. Bats from the right, and she's going to drive one into left field. Hits the grass. Witkowski rounding first. 1-1 the count. A dribbler to Keegan Winger.
Keegan
she will glove. She will throw to first. The out is made, and Keegan Winger 5-3 on all three putouts. Heffler will
nice
punt, drops
ball.
It down beautifully right in front of the plate. And she will advance both runners, and it gets by the first baseman. And Hazleton will go to third. Kendall Heffler dropped that one down 18 inches in front of the plate.
She's happy
just
about that one. She's loving that one.
A beautiful bunt. And swatted up high, a pop-up long run in front of the dugout. And the catch made, but tagging and scoring to win the game for McDonald.
Smart base running by Kendall.
Kendall Heffler wins the game on a beautiful diving catch on the foul ball. But Kendall Heffler, the smart base running, ends the game 10-0 in five innings.
Three steps in, and the Lady Mac's journey toward Madison continues. But to punch their ticket to state, McDonald will have to overcome their biggest test yet, a sectional final against the Northwoods Solon Springs Green Eagles. This is McDonald Lady Max Playoff Softball on WOGO Sports.
It's not just me, it's people.
This is Max Softball.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the McDonald Max and this WIAA playoff game is brought to you by McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Cook Chiropractic Center, the Chippewa Manor, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, Grace Home Respiratory, Hy-Vee, by Lakeland University, Northwestern Bank, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, Prevea Health, Quality Propane and Quality Fuels, Royal Credit Union, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, and by Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Now with the McDonald Max pregame show, here's the voice of the Max, Caleb Swenson.
W-O-G-O, go Max, your sports station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Athens, Wisconsin, an overcast afternoon, but it's going to be shining brightly in just a couple hours as one of these two teams will be headed to Madison in the WIAA Division 5 state tournament. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Sydney Schemenauer, McDonald alum, as your McDonald Central Lady Max, the number one seed in this sectional, take on the Northwood Solon Springs Fusion, the number two seed. And Sydney, just a couple short years ago, McDonald was on this field, lost a heartbreaker 3-2 to Hurley to deny themselves a trip to Madison. But a couple years before that, back-to-back state championships for the Lady Max, and now here's your chance to get back.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think the last time they were here, the girls came in kind of confident and saw a left-handed pitcher, and they just weren't able to convert how they would have anticipated converting earlier in the season. So excited to see what they bring today, and hopefully it's a comeback story for them, and they get to be on the cheering side of going to state next week.
You talk about this McDonald team, five sectional final appearances in the last eight seasons, of course, discounting 2020 with no season there. There's a lot of pedigree here. It takes a lot of work to get to this point, and it really helps when you have a hot pitcher, and Katie Ruff is absolutely electric right now.
Yeah, the sectional final or sectional semifinal game, she came out and had a three-hit shutout, and those girls were confused when they were up there in the batter's box. And hopefully today it's something similar, that she can start out hot and get the girls off balance. That helps maintain your rhythm as the game continues.
Now on the other side, Lily Bohr, she's a junior just like Katie, and she had a phenomenal outing. I believe seven strikeouts, one hit, two unearned runs in that 12-2 run rule victory over Drummond. Lily Boris is going to be probably the best pitcher McDonald's seen in the postseason, but not necessarily the best pitcher that they've seen during the course of the year because they play such elite competition.
Yeah, McDonald's lucky in that sense that they are faced with the best in conference play, and they always are against teams that are maybe a little bit better than them. So when they come into these playoff games, they've seen it. They know how to react, and it's a bit of a less pressure. But whenever you're in a sectional final game, there's always some pressure behind you. So we're seeing it here. These girls in warm-ups are dropping some fly balls that they probably typically catch, so they'll be nerves today, and hopefully McDonald settles in early and plays their game.
We're looking forward to it. Again, we are live on Max TV. Thank you to Val Knobloch for making the trip over. 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com on the air today as well. Thank you to Sam Aberley and Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO home base in Halley. We'll step out for 2.5 minutes, be back with interviews with both head coaches, starting with Jackson Terry of the Northwood Solon Springs Fusion. It is sectional final softball on WOGO Sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Lady Max Sectional Final Softball on WOGO Sports and Max TV here in Athens for a great matchup between Northwood Solon Springs, the Fusion against your McDonald Lady Max, here with head coach Jackson Terry for the right to go to state. Coach, you guys faced a pretty tough pitcher, but you've got a standout of your own.
Yeah, you know, probably not as well known as some of the other pitchers, but I wouldn't trade her for anyone else in the state at this point. She's pitched phenomenally well, improved an incredible amount throughout the year, and we got a ton of confidence in her.
Coach, you had a blowout win playoff opener, but then a tight one to win that regional championship before, again, run ruling in the sectional semi. What'd you learn maybe about your team from that really tight 2-1 victory?
Yeah, so we knew that was a game I lost a lot of sleep over. We beat them by one in our opening game of the regular season as well. A team that I have a lot of respect for, Mellon. They play really, really hard. They compete, tough kids. And I knew they would give us a run for our money. So I was not surprised to see that game be a close game. Like I said, very quality opponent, and we were happy to survive that one for sure.
Coach, Lily Boris, a phenomenal pitcher, but Katie Ruff has really been dealing in the playoffs as well. What's the strategy against a pitcher like that, too, in terms of just trying to manufacture some offense early?
Yeah, coming out early is huge. Getting off to a fast start is going to be super important. Not letting her get into a rhythm. We had a lot of success against Drummond, a phenomenal pitcher that Drummond has, and we were able to take her deep into counts. And when she would get to two strikes, 1-2, 0-2, we were able to hang around. And even if we couldn't come back and get a hit or a walk, we were able to really work her pitch count high, even through five innings, and I think that was huge for us.
Coach, this should be a phenomenal afternoon and evening of softball. We're looking forward to it. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Head coach Jackson Terry of Northwood Solon Springs back after this with Coach Beyer of the Lady Max sectional final softball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.org.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it altogether? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
Weir's Gallup Company. Hy-Vee's Bakery is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Delicious gourmet treats, artisan bread baked fresh every day, and the perfect pairings for your summer meals, like fresh-made buns, rolls, garlic bread, cornbread, and more. And if you need a show-stopping cake for that graduation party, wedding, or any other celebration, Hy-Vee's award-winning cake decorators and bakery pros have you covered. The Bakery at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max sectional final softball on WOGO Sports and Max TV here in Athens for a great matchup between Northwood Solon Springs, the Fusion, against your McDonald Lady Max, here with head coach Jackson Terry for the right to go to state. Coach, you guys faced a pretty tough pitcher, but you've got a standout of your own.
Yeah.
Coach Byron Five. Welcome back to sectional final softball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Winner goes to state WIAA Division 5 tournament. Your number one seed at McDonald Central, Lady Max, against the number two seed, the Northwood Solon Springs Green Eagles, here with head coach Rick Beyer. And coach, this Northwood team is probably the best pitcher you've faced this postseason. Would you agree?
Yep, for sure. She throws strikes and throws a little harder than the rest of the girls we've seen. But we've seen that harder throwing all year, so we're prepared for it, I think.
And this is maybe that point of the season, Coach, when you look at the teams you've played. Fall Creek, Grantsburg squaring off in a sectional final today. You play Somerset as well, too. Going down to Florida and playing, too, that level of competition should prepare you for a game like this.
That's what we're hoping for.
Coach, when you look at the way you've started out so fast, again, it just seems like the messaging to the girls is the same every single night. It's like, hey, can we score early? Can we give our pitcher a little support and let Katie go to work?
And that's what we do. We work on that at practice, and it's been paying off for us.
What do you see in this Northwood Solon Springs team? Of course, they've had a nice run through the postseason so far.
Yeah, they're putting up runs, too, and they beat a pretty good pitcher the other night. So we know that they can hit good pitching also.
And finally, Coach, with some of those games that you've been in this season, obviously you've had some losses against some top shelf competition. Do you think that helps if the game gets close?
I think so. I think they're ready for it. And we played here a couple years ago, and we left with, you know, some bad taste in our mouths. So we're hoping that it can turn the table here tonight.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
All right, thanks.
Head coach Rick Beyer back after this as we continue Lady Max pregame live from Athens, Wisconsin. It's the sectional final on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The death of a loved one turns your world upside down. At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, we understand and we're here for you. We are honored to help you create a uniquely personalized service to celebrate your loved one's life and legacy. But a funeral service goes beyond paying tribute to a life lived. It's also about supporting those a loss leaves behind. When your loved one is brought into our care, you are too. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Online at petersonvolker.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Sectional final softball. Caleb Swenson, Sydney Schemnauer with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Also watch and listen via Max TV, McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org, or the McDonald Area Catholic Schools Facebook page. Starting lineups being introduced here. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Again, the Northwood Solon Springs Fusion. That co-op team, a number two seed. They're out of the East Lakeland Conference, 14-3 on the season, 8-0 in conference play. Actually took second because they didn't play as many conference games as the first place team, the East Lakeland. For McDonald, they come into this game with a record of 17 wins versus just 6 defeats, and coming off a 10-0 five-inning run rule win in that sectional semifinal over Athens, who, of course, is hosting the game here tonight. And, Sydney, we talked about this briefly. A couple years ago, McDonald was on this same field, lost to a hot pitcher from Hurley, 3-2 in that game, denied a chance to go to state. And that sticks with you because a lot of these girls were on that team.
Yeah, a lot of the girls were on the team, and a lot of them have now their last shot at state, right? They fell short the last couple of years, so hopefully that experience carries through, and they can attack this pitcher early. I think that's going to be key. If you let a good pitcher settle in and continue her hot streak, it's tough to come back from sometimes late in the game, but if you can get on her early, make things happen, and make the defense make plays, it'll help McDonald's case.
Lily Borst, only three strikeouts, seven strikeouts in that last game. I'm just looking at what McDonald did in that last game against a good sophomore pitcher from Athens. They only struck out three times, drew seven walks, and a hit by pitch. And so, again, junior versus junior in the circle here tonight. But what we've seen from McDonald is not only showing some power. Aubrey Dorn had a couple doubles in that last game. Becca Beyer, we know, has some power. But we've seen a lot of patience and plate discipline, and that's what led to the pitcher from Athens last week maybe getting a little rattled early in that game when they played at five runs and sent 11 to the plate in the second inning.
Yeah, and that's going to be key here today, too, is pitch selection, right? She might have had seven strikeouts, and we don't know if those were swinging or looking, but if we were patient, find strikes in the zone in our pitch to hit, it should be in McDonald's favor.
I will correct myself. 18-6 are McDonald. Starting lineup for the Lady Macs: Kendall Heffler, the sophomore, number three, left fielder, batting first. Batting second, Becca Beyer, the senior, center fielder, number 10. Batting in the three spot, Morgan Wirst, the junior, number 33, the catcher. Other end of that great battery of juniors, Josie Witkowski, the senior shortstop, bats fourth. Number 12, Aubrey Dorn, fifth, the junior, plays first base, number 24. Katie Ruff, the standout pitcher, the junior, number 20, bats in the sixth spot. Kira Leinen-Kugel, the designated player, bats in the seventh spot, number seven. Kira is a sophomore. Keegan Winger, the freshman, number 14, third base, bats eighth. And Abby Brazina, the junior, second baseman, number six, bats in the ninth spot. Kylie Jensen is in right field, also the flex player, number two, a junior. And Anna Hazelton, the senior, number five, often comes in as a pinch runner, but she came in also and drew a walk in that game against Athens and scored two times. So you can't discount the value of seniors in this program and being ready when their name and number is called.
Yeah, the girls are always ready, and the speed is helpful on the base paths too, which is what those pinch runners bring. So it'll be exciting to see if the catcher and stolen bases are in play today for McDonald, but they like to steal when they can. So I look for Rick to be aggressive when the girls get on the base paths.
Northwood Solon Springs jet black tops and bottoms with the black numerals, white accents, black socks as well. McDonald resplendent in their royal blue uniforms, jet black bottoms, royal blue socks, white numerals, and the gold piping. And we are set to begin. McDonald will be the home team, so they will be in the field first. And I think that's certainly an advantage you like, too. This is the first game you've played not on your home field at Casper, but you still get to, again, have the advantage of being a home team and bat last, if it comes to that.
Yeah, and I think it'll be good here for Katie to get on the mound right away and let the umpires look at how she pitches, too. I know she had a couple calls in the sectional semis that she had an illegal pitch, so good for her to get on the mound and throw a few warm-up pitches right away.
And every field is a little bit different as well, too. Now, we are noticing out on the left a brand-new scoreboard here at Athens, which is beautiful. It's going to help me keep a little bit better track of the balls and the strikes. Caleb Swenson, Sydney Schaminauer with you. McDonald, again, will be the home team against the Northwood Solon Springs Fusion, and Katie Ruff.
Throw the ball where it should be, right? When the count's in her favor, don't give him anything to hit and make him chase. And she did that against Athens very well. And hopefully that's the same today.
Well, Winter Coast Estate, good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Thank you to Val Knobloch for making the trip over here to Athens. He's about 10 feet to our left. Got a good contingent from McDonald on hand outside the third base fence. And the leadoff batter for Northwood Solon Springs, the Izzy Golombieski, the junior shortstop, number 8. She's going to send one right to short, and Josie Witkowski makes the first out of the game. A line drive out. And one away.
Solon Springs was wasting no time on that swing.
Again, when you're facing a hot pitcher, you're looking for something.
There you go.
And hit by pitch, Kyra Latvila, the senior catcher number 11, will take first base. So a runner aboard for Northwood Solon Springs. So two pitches, one out, one base runner is Bailey Monson, the senior left fielder, comes to the plate. All three right-handed batters so far for Katie Ruff. She will deal a little bit high.
They're just checking to make sure she didn't go on the swing there, but first base umpire said safe, so 0-1.
So Monson, the senior, waits for pitch 2. That one driven in there a little bit low, I believe, 2-0 the count. With a runner on first, one away. In the top of the first from Athens on WOGO and Max TV. Ruff deals and drives a strike. 2-1 the count.
Right at her knees. That was a great pitch by Katie. There was nothing the batter was going to do with that. She had to take it.
The 1-2 pitch, low. Wirtz faking that snap throw to first and will bring the runner back with a throw to Dorn.
Yeah, Morgan's just got to throw that right away, and she's out. The runner at first was kind of playing mind games, but if she snaps that throw to first, I think she has her.
The 3-1, a swing and a miss, and the count worked to full from Katie Ruff. Top of the first, one away, one on board at first, 3-2 the count. Ruff the 3-2 pitch, low in the dirt, and runners on first and second for Northwood Solon Springs.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit of nerves for Katie on that one. It looked like released way too early, but she'll settle in here, hopefully get an easy ground ball and get the lead runner.
Lily Borst, the pitching counterpart, a junior. We have the line with the runner potentially in scoring position. Ruff deals a little bit low. Norris, the junior, number 30, bats from the right. 1-0 the count. Runners at first and second, one away here in the top of the first. Norris stands in and fouls one right back into the fence, evening the count at 1-1. Keep up, Rough, the 1-1 pitch, a ground ball to third, got by Witkowski, throw to third, and got her at third. Runners advance to first and second on the fielder's choice, but the lead runner out and two away for McDonald.
Yeah, a little bit of nerves there too, Caleb, for the freshman, wasn't on the base on a force out and actually had to tag the runner to get the out.
Hagen Wainer was so strong defensively in that last game. Now we'll have a courtesy runner at first for Lily Borst.
Big hitter here from McDonald with runners on first and second to get this final out of the inning and go into the bottom, still 0-0.
Emily Adrahan, the sophomore second baseman, number 14. I believe she had three hits in that sectional semifinal victory. Two away. The opening pitch here from Katie Ruff with runners at first and second. She will drive it in for a strike. Right in front of our vantage point, Coach Jackson Terry of Northwood Solon Springs. The 0-1 offering from Katie Ruff, a swing and a miss. Quickly ahead in the count 0-2 with runners at first and second trying to strand two aboard here in the Northwood Solon Springs top of the first. Sectional final on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Adrahan, the sophomore second baseman, a swing and a miss. K for Katie, and she gets out of the first inning with a punch out. No scores. We go to the bottom of the first, back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors,
not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people,
not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
The death of a loved one turns your world upside down. At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, we understand and we're here for you. We are honored to help you create a uniquely personalized service to celebrate your loved one's life and legacy. But a funeral service goes beyond paying tribute to a life lived. It's also about supporting those a loss leaves behind. When your loved one is brought into our care, you are too. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Online at petersonvolker.com.
Caleb Swenson, Sydney Schemenauer with you on WOGO Sports and Max TV. McDonald, a couple base runners allowed, but Katie Ruff strikes out. Emily Adrahan, who did have three hits in the last game. We did confirm that according to Brandon Berg, the Chippewa Herald. Sydney was doubting me for a second. And now the leadoff speedster, Kendall Heffler, the sophomore left fielder. Number three up to bat for McDonald, facing Lily Borst, the junior, number 30. She had seven strikeouts in that sectional semi-win. McDonald's first time up to bat. Borst deals high. Again, talking about the patience of this McDonald batting order. Drew seven walks and a hit by pitch. Last time out against Athens, Borst deals, and that time she will get one in for a strike, evening the count at 1-1. Kendall Heffler in that last game, she was 2-3 with a walk, swipe two bases, scored three times. The 1-1 from Borst goes high.
Looks like Borst is trying to throw a little bit of a rise ball so far. Heffler hasn't bit, which is good for McDonald if they can keep the patience and force her to throw strikes in the zone.
2-1 pitch, high again, and working the count to 3-1, Kendall Heffler. Kendall sporting some pretty sweet red shades today. The sophomore batting from the right. 3-1 count for Lily Borsch.
McDonald would like to see her get on.
Deals, got a strike to make the count full. Lily Borst, the 3-2. And again, Kendall Heffler, if she gets aboard, it's almost guaranteed second base with her speed and their aggressiveness on the base pass. Full count, 3-2 pitch, popped up, foul along the first base line, and that is over the fence and out of play. And Kendall Heffler will pick up that white bat and step back into the box. Come on,
making the pitcher work as a leadoff hitter. This is exactly what McDonald wants. Give the rest of the batters an opportunity to see what the pitcher has.
3-2, we'll try again. Bors deals and swatted right over second base. Kendall Hoeffler is going to have a leadoff single for McDonald.
Like you said, Caleb, she's key to getting on. Usually means second base if she gets on with her speed.
That was sharply hit. Bounced right over second. You almost hope sometimes that it hits the bag and caroms oddly so that you can steal an extra base out of it. But Becca Beyer now will come up, the senior center fielder. Lone lefty in this McDonald lineup. She'll show bunt. Hoeffler is going to steal second, and it is out into left field. Hoeffler is going to have to stay at second, but the throw went way over the top of the second baseman, Adrian, from Kara Latvala, the catcher. And now, again, it did not take long for Kendall Hoeffler to get to second in scoring position with a good knock here from Becca Beyer. 0-1 the count.
A senior with an opportunity to break the game open early. We'll see if she's able to get a base hit and score Kendall from second.
The 0-1 from Bors with a runner at second. Becca Beyer shows bunt, and it's going to dribble foul behind the plate. So behind the count, 0-2. Beyer again gets a feel for the game very early, very quickly usually, and then she's really, really a hard out for the rest of the contest.
Yeah, she needs to let that high one go, so hopefully she's better on two strikes here.
0-2 pitch is high. Patience there from Becca Beyer. Becca in that last game against Athens in the sectional semi. 3-of-4 with a steal and a run scored. She's going to dribble in right past the pitcher. Gloved by the second baseman. Throw is not in time. And Kendall Hoeffler will take third, and a quick snap toward the plate from first baseman Ella Postal is going to hold Kendall at third. But now runners at the corners with Morgan Wirtz coming to the plate. And I'm going to ask you, Sydney, do you score that as an error, or is that going to be an infield single?
She bobbled it. I think that's an error. She fields it cleanly. I think she has her at first.
So scored as E4. Morgan Wirtz from the right as Becca Beyer is going to take second.
Any ball in play now should score Kendall from third base with her speed.
Morgan Wirtz against Lily Borst. 0-1 the count. Runners at second and third, and a good eye from Morgan Wirtz to even the count at 1-1. Morgan Wirtz against Athens. 0-2, but two walks and two runs batted in. Borst deals. Popped up in the air to shallow left, a long run, and the runners collide, so Kendall's going to tag. She's going to go to the plate, dive in head first. McDonald's up 1-0.
Yeah, and a base running mistake there by Becca at second. Rick knows it right now, but when that throw came into home plate, Becca should have tagged up from second and been on third as well.
The catch made by Kelsey Schultz, but the seniors Schultz and Monson in center and left collide, and that gives Kendall Hoeffler with her speed enough time to score. So Morgan Wirtz with the RBI sack fly. And two outs.
We just had a pinch runner go into first, are they saying?
So Anna Hazelton went in for Morgan Wirtz. I don't know if there was just a little confusion about whether the fly ball was actually caught.
Yeah, the collision.
Oh, okay, I see. They're wondering why Anna went to first when Morgan was out. There we go.
Now Solon Springs throwing to third base to double-check the tag up, but she was safe, so the run scores.
So the run scores. Becca Beyer is at second.
With one out.
And Josie Witkowski, the senior shortstop, number 12, who's ended the last two games, will bat from the right against Lily Borst. Witkowski will watch a strike go by on the first pitch. Josie in the last game, 1-of-2 with a walk, two runs scored. Run batted in as well. Borst steals the 0-1 and right past Rick Beyer, foul territory along the third baseline. No coaches. Becca Beyer still at second.
Yeah, 0-2 now. It's going to be key that Josie lays off the high pitch when Borst throws it.
Borst delivers, swatted to short. The throw to first in time. Byers going to tag, go for third. And she will be safe at third.
Yeah, good base running there by Becca. Made sure the throw was over to first and then took third on the throw.
So two away. Witkowski grounds out 6-3.
See if Aubrey can continue her hot streak here and score this last run at third base.
The first baseman clobbered two doubles, as we'll have a quick conference here with Coach Terry and the Fusion. Aubrey had two doubles and also a sack fly in the first against Athens. Pair of RBI as well. And now she'll get a chance with Becca Beyer at third base.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they're discussing kind of pitching around her or even intentionally walking Aubrey.
With two outs here and again showing the power. Now the dimensions of this field at Athens, we've got 203 in left and right, 215 straight away to center. And Aubrey Dorn is one of those players that it just seems like she elevates her game, whatever sport it is, volleyball, basketball, softball, elevates her game to a whole nother level when it comes to the postseason. Runner at third, two away.
Those are the players you like to have on your team.
Aubrey Dorn takes one low on the first pitch from Borst. Call for time, and Dorn will step out. And the shortstop, Izzy Golombieski, tying her shoe. Now we're good to go. Dorn steps back in. The 1-0 pitch from the junior Borst. That one is in there for a strike. Nope, missed again.
Yeah, that's a ball outside.
2-0 the count. Patient at bat so far for Aubrey Dorn. Beyer on third. McDonald's already scored once in the first inning. Beyer will let one miss outside. 3-0 hitters count here. You talked about maybe pitching around Aubrey Dorn. Maybe it's just don't give her anything in the zone right now.
Yeah.
See if she can be patient. Borst, the 3-0. And that time she does whistle one in there for a strike. 3-1 the count. 1-0 McDonald, bottom of the first here in the sectional final. Winner goes to Goodman Diamond in Madison. Borst, the 3-1 is low. Flipping the bat and taking first will be Aubrey Dorn.
A really good stop by the catcher that time.
Otherwise, Beyer might have been able to come home, as that one was very low. But Latvala, the senior, able to stop it. Runners.
See if Katie can help her own cause here.
Katie Ruff shows bunt, pulls it back, and taking second easily is going to be Aubrey Dorn. Katie Ruff.
A base hit here should score two with two outs and runners leaving on the crack of the bat.
Ruff, the right-handed batter, waits and takes a strike. Beyer is on third, Dorn on second. 1-1 the count. Lily Borst, the junior, against fellow junior pitcher Katie Ruff. Sticking the toe down the circle, whirling and dealing, and a pop-up is going to go over our heads and into the McDonald fan section. Out here beyond the third baseline fence. So 1-2 the count. Borst trying to minimize the damage in this first inning. Has given up one run so far, but runners at second and third. The 1-2 pitch. Good eye there, holding off Katie Ruff. Working the count to 2-2. Oh, they're going to appeal and get the call. So that's a strikeout. Ends the inning. McDonald plates a run. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Caleb Swenson, Sydney Sheminar with you in Athens. Sam Aberle, Dawson Halverson back to the WOGO home base in Halley. Val Knobloch on Max TV. It's a 1-0 lead for McDonald as we enter the second, and Katie Ruff will deal low for the first batter of the second inning. That's Kelsey Schultz, the senior center fielder, number 16. Schultz will bat from the left. I believe the first lefty that Ruff has faced so far in this game. Second pitch fouled straight back, evens the count at 1-1. McDonald stranded a pair of runners on second and third. Katie Ruff stranded a pair of fusion runners at first and second in the top of the first. Two strong pitchers coming into this game. Ruff whirls and delivers a little bit low. 2-1 the count on Kelsey Schultz. On deck is Ella Postal, the sophomore first baseman, number 15. Ruff deals and a swinging strike two on Kelsey Schultz.
Yeah, she's way behind Ruff here. Ruff just needs to keep throwing fastballs, and I don't think she'll be able to catch up.
Schultz stepped out of the box and back in, but Katie's ready to go and waiting. Katie whirls and deals, swinging strike three, her second punch out of the game, and Schultz goes down swinging for the first out of the second inning.
Bub, ask her if that was on balance or not.
1-0 McDonald, bottom of the second. The skies have cleared, and we've got beautiful sunshine right on our necks right now.
Katie's in rhythm now.
Postal, the sophomore first baseman, number 15, stands in, and Katie whistles one in there for a strike. Again, we don't have heights listed, but Postal, I'm guessing, is close to 6 foot here. The wider strike zone. Again, Katie Ruff has just locked it. I mean, she's just waiting for the batter to step back in. Deals again, swinging strike two. Quickly ahead in the count, 0-2 is Katie Ruff.
Yeah, this is exactly what you want to see from your pitcher. Confident, steps on, and is ready to deliver.
Postal bats from the right. The 0-2 pitch, a swinging strike three. Woo! Two Ks in a row for Katie.
You got this, Katie.
And one out remaining in the top of the second inning. That'll bring up Audrey Swanson, the freshman third baseman, number six. She'll bat from the right. She'll see Katie Ruff for the first time, batting in that eight spot. Ruff whirls and delivers low. 1-0 count. And this Northwood Solon Springs team did see quality pitching in their last game, but have they seen the likes of Katie Ruff? We will see. A swinging strike two on Swanson, the freshman third baseman.
I think 1-1, right?
1-1's the count. And Ruff deals low to make it 2-1. And Drummond was the number one seed. The Fusion knocked them off in that sectional semi. Before that, a 2-1 victory over Mellon and a 26-0 blanking of Birchwood Winter. Ruff whirls and deals, swinging strike two. So there is strike two. Two outs, two balls, two strikes here in the top of the second. Audrey Swanson, the freshman, will stand back in. Katie Ruff waiting. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Striking out the side, Katie Ruff sends them down in sequence. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball in the sectional final on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it all together? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
Welcome back to the WIAA Division 5 sectional final from Athens. Caleb Swenson, Sydney Sheminar with you on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Katie Ruff sends down the side in order. And McDonald up to bat in the bottom of the second with Caroline and Kugel, the sophomore DP, number 7. Bats from the right. Her first look at junior Lily Borst. Borst deals and finds a strike on pitch one.
That was the first changeup we've seen Borst throw today, and it was very good. So McDonald needs to be ready for that.
0-1 the count. Leinenkugel, very patient hitter, just a sophomore. She's going to send a high fly ball, playable in left, straddling the foul line and making the catch. Is Bailey Monson, the senior, and one away for McDonald.
Just missed that one.
Coming up to bat now, Keegan Winger, the freshman third baseman, number 14, batting in the 8 slot for McDonald. Borst trying to settle in, gets a swinging strike from Winger on pitch one. Keegan in that last game, 1 of 3 with a single and a run scored, and of course was phenomenal on defense. Drives one past short into left field and gets by the left fielder, Keegan, rounding first, and she's going to get a stand-up double. Keegan Winger in scoring position, and the Max are in business here in the second.
Yeah, the left fielder just let that one go right between her legs. As they say in hockey, a five hole.
Keegan Winger hit that one sharply, bringing up Abby Brazina, the junior second baseman, number 6. Batting in the 9 slot here for Coach Rick Beyer and McDonald. Brazina, the right-handed batter. First pitch strike for Borst.
That ball was high and outside, not the pitch you want to take on the first swing with no strike, so that was a good take, Abby.
Borst deals, showing bunt, tipping foul is Brazina. Again, they'd love to be able to move Winger to third and get her in certain scoring position. 1 away, 0-2 the count. McDonald leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. Winner goes to State, Goodman Diamond in Madison. Borst goes high on the third pitch of this at bat. Brazina steps back in. The 1-2 from Borst. Driven past the shortstop, and that's going to send Winger around third. She's driving hard to the plate, score standing up as Abby Brazina, a stand-up double, run scoring to put McDonald up 2-0.
Great base running there by Abby Brazina on the throw home. Was attentive to know to take second base when the throw went all the way to the plate.
An RBI double, and Keegan Winger using that speed to get from second to home on the slight bobble. Now no one out and one in. McDonald leads 2-0, and we're back to the top of the order with Kendall Heffler, who had a single and a steal on a run scored in the first. Borst steals to Kendall, and Kendall's going to drive one far into left field. It's back toward the track, hits the wall. Kendall going to second. She's going to stop at second, but it's an RBI double for Kendall Heffler. McDonald's plated two here in the second.
Huge hit by Kendall Heffler. If this game was being played in Halley, I think that had a potential to go out, but fence is just a little bit longer here in Athens.
How about Heffler, the sophomore, showing off a little power there as Brazina motors home. And now one out with Becca Beyer coming to the plate and Kendall Heffler in scoring position at second. Had 3 doubles in a row. Borst steals and Beyer takes a strike, but stealing third, Kendall Heffler. She's not going to get aboard without stealing a base.
I was watching the catcher and had a little bobble and took third. Great base running.
Any knock from Beyer should send Kendall Hoeffler in to score her second run of the game. Now a high fly ball driven out into right field, and it's caught there, but tagging and scoring after Bleegan makes the catch. Kendall Hoeffler, her second run of the game, and McDonald, just like that, leads 4-0. Becca Beyer. The RBI sack fly. Leaguing the freshman out there, maybe had to shade a little bit from the sun. Morgan Wirtz with two outs, no one on. We'll come back up. She had a sack fly in the first. Wirtz, the first one go by for a ball.
The pitcher, Borst, has to be getting a little hot and tired out there now, too. The sun is kind of relentless right now, so making her work is going to make it easier for these McDonald hitters.
Taking a strike is Wirtz. You talk about the sun out there now, too, and again, we're projected to be in the high 80s, close to 90 today. May have cooled off a little bit with the overcast skies and the rain, but now that humidity comes back. I mean, it is a June day in Wisconsin. Morgan Wirtz is going to drive one to shallow center field. A long run out there, and making the catch is Bailey Monson, the left fielder, to end the inning. But the damage done, McDonald plates three, and we are back in 60 seconds. It's 4-0 McDonald as we head to the third.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
If you're searching for the best Chinese food in town, look no further than the Hai Chai Department at your Eau Claire Hy-Vee. Fresh rolled sushi every day, delicious poke bowls, tasty appetizers, crab rangoon dip, hibachi grill, and so much more. Why go anywhere else? Hy-Vee's Hai Chai Department is open 11 to 8 daily for lunch, supper, and anytime that craving strikes. Authentic Asian cuisine every day. It's the Hai Chai Department at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire.
Welcome back to Lady Max Sectional Final Softball on WOGO Sports and Max TV, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live audio streaming at wogo.com and the McDonald Area Catholic Schools website or Facebook page, or just link up from the sports schedule page at WOGO.com to watch and listen to this evening's game. McDonald leading 4-0 as Katie Ruff, who struck out the side, will face Kaylin Bleegan, the freshman right fielder who just ended that inning with a fly, or excuse me, caught a fly rather out in right field, but 0-1 the count as Katie Ruff working quickly. And a swinging strike two. Three straight triples, Sydney, or excuse me, three straight doubles in that second inning for McDonald, and they end up plating three runs.
Yeah, that was huge for Katie. Now she can come out and not have to worry about giving up a couple base runners.
The 0-2 from Ruff is low as the bunt offered and sent from the backstop.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why the coach was having her bunt with two strikes there, but bunting a third strike foul is an out, so that's an easy out for McDonald and a strikeout for Katie.
So that will be strikeout number five for Katie Ruff. And Izzy Golombieski, who lined out to short in the first, is back up, the leadoff hitter with one away, and her team down 4-0. Golombieski, the junior shortstop, stands back in there against Katie Ruff. The 1-0 pitch from Ruff, and it's popped along the right field line and fouled out of play. Long run over there from Kylie Jensen.
Right there, Kylie, you're good.
1-1 the count with one away.
Hey, all over here.
Golombieski hoping to make a little contact here against Katie Ruff. She will watch a strike go by. And 1-2 the count.
Here we go. Come on, Cornet.
Yes, the ump just did the motion for strike three, but that was only strike two.
See, that time I was actually on top of the count, too. I very much appreciate this new scoreboard here in Athens. Last time I was out here with Kendall Dorn a couple of years ago, we did not have that luxury. KD Ruff deals low on the 1-2 pitch to even the count of two balls and two strikes. One away, no one on. Golombieski trying to fight off KD Ruff, who struck out five.
Yeah, she's a good hitter. She has a good inside-out swing and can hit the ball where it's pitched, so Katie's got to be careful here.
Ruff low in the dirt to work the count full. Golombieski's had a good patient at bat here. We'll see who triumphs between a pair of juniors from McDonald and Northwood Solon Springs. Golombieski steps back in from the right side. Ruff, the 3-2 pitch is low, and Golombieski works a walk out of that at bat, and she will be aboard with one out. That'll bring up Kyra Latvila, the senior, number 11, the catcher. She just faced one pitch and was nicked on the back of the leg and took first base. Ruff whirls and deals high as Golombieski will be showing signals that she wants to steal. Mentioned Wirtz might have a chance to snap a throw out there. Ruff, a swinging strike two.
Yeah, I think she would like to steal, but her coach is smart enough to know they're down 4-0 and need base runners at this point, so not a smart decision to give McDonald an out.
One away, runner on first. Latvila, swinging strike two. And Ruff ahead in the count, 1-2. 4-0 McDonald. We're in the top of the third inning from Athens in a sectional final for the right to go to Goodman Diamond and Madison in the state tournament. Ruff dealing low.
Really good pitch on a 1-2 right near the zone, but just a little low.
Got to see, too, what the umpire is going to give you early on in the game. Ruff will step back out of the circle. As Kyra Latvila wanted time, now she'll stand in, as will Katie Ruff. One away, runner on first, 2-2 pitch, swinging, strike three. And Latvila goes down. She is the sixth strikeout victim for Katie Ruff.
Great pitch by Katie, painting the outside corner. Latvila was pulling her head and was never going to reach a pitch on the outside corner, and she painted it.
Now two away. Runner on first, McDonald leading 4-0, and Bailey Monson, who took a base on balls her first time up, the senior left fielder number three, up for the second time tonight here in the third inning. Monson stands in. She will pop one up to first base. Aubrey Dorn calling for it, makes the out, and that'll end the inning with no damage done. Four batters, three outs, and McDonald heads to the bottom of the third, leading 4-0. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Caleb Swenson, Sydney Schemenauer with you on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Also watch and listen to this evening's game via Max TV. It's the sectional final from Athens. We are headed to the bottom of the third. McDonald coming to the plate, leading 4-0. And Aubrey Dorn is on deck as Josie Witkowski stands in. Witkowski, a ground out in the first. Senior shortstop. First Lady Max player at the plate.
In these games, no lead is ever enough, right? So see if Josie can start something here.
She'll twist away from the first pitch. 1-0 the count. Boris, the 1-0. Bukowski holds off. That one is a strike.
Yeah, that's a beautiful changeup by Burtz, just dropping it right in there.
You mentioned she brought the changeup out really the last inning, and we'll see if she's able to mix up her pitches here as she'll go high for ball two. And Witkowski, again, one of these seniors, been in this program for a long time and showing a lot of patience at the plate. Donald scored one in the first, as is always their goal, but then three in the second. Borst deals high again, working the count to 3-1, Josie Witkowski.
Caleb, I'd like to say 2 years ago when I was her coach, I taught her how to be patient, but I don't know if she would admit to that.
We'll ask her afterwards. Witkowski, the 3-1, and a strike seemed a little low.
Yeah, that's definitely not a strike. A really good take there by Josie.
Well, the eye was good, but home plate umpire saw things differently. So a 3-2 count with no one out. Leadoff batter for McDonald this third inning, Josie Witkowski. She's going to foul one up and out of play and over the fan section as well.
A good at bat, making Borst throw a lot of pitches, and it's hot, and you can tell she's tired, taking a lot of deep breaths out on the mound.
And speaking of that heat, trainer Lynn has told McDonald to make sure they stay hydrated. Borst, the 3-2 pitch, and driven out to left field. Is it going to hit grass? It will, and there's a stand-up double for Josie Witkowski, a patient at bat. She worked the count full and drove one into left field. And a runner in scoring position, the leadoff batter aboard for McDonald.
A great swing on a changeup there from Josie, but also that ball was really close to the left fielder who just never moved and watched the center fielder make a long run for it.
That's a pair of seniors in Schultz and Monson out there, and we've seen them have a little miscommunication a couple times so far here tonight. A foul straight up for Aubrey Dorn, and that's going to head out of play and over the dugout along the first base line. So 0-1 the count as Aubrey Dorn comes back to the plate. She had a base on balls and a steal, but was stranded in the first inning.
Yeah, Aubrey just a little behind that one. She needs to get it out front and drive it like she did on Tuesday night, and that ball will go a long way today.
The 0-1 pitch from Borst, and driven high but short, playable in shallow center field, and a nice catch leaning forward at the last moment from Kaylin Bleegan, who came all the way over from right field for that one.
Bleegan has showed a lot of range out there in right field today. She caught Becca's up along the foul line. She caught another one in right center and now ran almost to the second baseman to catch that one. So any pop-up pitch to right field probably won't see the grass today.
Katie Ruff will come back out with one away. And Josie Witkowski aboard at second. McDonald leading 4-0. Ruff trying to help her cause here. She'll watch a ball go by on pitch one. Caroline and Kugel, the DP on deck. And Borst has thrown a lot of pitches here in the first two and a third innings. Swinging strike two for Katie Ruff.
Not the pitch Katie wanted to swing at there. That was a changeup in the dirt.
You can see a little bit of a grimace there from Katie just saying, yeah, that probably was not one that I wanted to take a big rip at. Ruff stands back in there. The 1-1 from the fellow junior Borst and goes high. 2-1. Josie Witkowski taking a bit of a leadoff from second as Golombieski going to kind of shadow her out there when she does so.
Yeah, the shortstop's playing way in the hole by third base. Josie has a lot of room to take a
blowing in the dirt, and Katie Ruff has worked the count here to 3-1. And thank you to Sam Aberle and Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO studios in Halley, and Val Knobloch running the Max TV live stream tonight. The 3-1 pitch from Borst to Katie Ruff. Ruff a swinging strike. And the count is full. And Caroline and Kugel on deck. And a quick time here as Katie Ruff will have a word with Rick Beyer, and then we'll go back up to the plate. Coach Beyer back to the box along the third baseline. 3-2 the count, one away. Runner at second for Katie Ruff. The 3-2 pitch from Borst and driven high and deep to left field, and it's over the center fielder's head. That's going to score one and yet another double for McDonald. Katie Ruff helping her cause the fifth run of the game for McDonald. Whatever Coach Beyer said to her, it worked.
I think he said watch for the changeup, and that's exactly what she got, and she did not miss. I think that was another one that if they were playing at Halley tonight, might have been over the center field fence.
They have shown some power here. And again, Kelsey Schultz, the senior center fielder, made a long run for that one, but it just went over her outstretched glove. So Witkowski after the leadoff double in to score. Five doubles in the last two innings, and we still have two outs to go here in the max half of the third. They lead 5-0. As Carolina Krug will step in after the umpire dusts off home plate. Ruff at second. She's now 1-for-2 on the evening. Carolina Kugel flew out to left. Her first at bat, she's going to pop one up, playable along the third base line, and a nice catch ranging over by Izzy Golombieski, and I believe she caught that one more with her right hand than her glove hand there. Still an athletic play for out number two.
Yeah, really good catch by the shortstop there. And I think, Caleb, we missed a courtesy runner, but number 13, Olivia Wolf, is courtesy running for Katie at second base.
So Wolf is at second. Good catch there. It's Keegan Winger, who had a double and a run scored in the second. Back up to the plate here with a runner at second and two outs. Winger, the right-handed batter, a swinging strike. Evens the count at 1-1. You can hear Rick Beyer in front of us saying that's a good swing to Keegan. Again, Keegan showed the pop in her bat, the freshman, in her last at bat. The 1-1 pitch, a swinging strike two for Keegan Winger. And Olivia Wolf, the sophomore, number 13, is out at second base. McDonald has scored in every inning so far. One in the first, three in the second, one so far here in the third. Two away. And the 1-2 pitch from Borst. And she delivers high. Good eye from Keegan Winger. On deck, Abby Brezina, hoping to get another chance after she had a double and a run scored last time out. The 2-2 pitch and a swinging strike three. So Winger goes down on strikes, but McDonald plates another run. We head to the fourth. McDonald leading 5-0 in the sectional final on WOGO Sports back in 60 seconds.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Athens High School. Caleb Swenson, Sydney Schemenauer. Top of the fourth inning in this WIAA Division 5 sectional final. Lily Borst, the junior pitcher, will be the leadoff batter, and a strike driven in there by Katie Ruff. Ruff has six strikeouts through the first three innings. Borst out on a fielder's choice in the first, and quickly ahead in the count. 0-2 is Katie Ruff, and she's working pretty quickly here, Sydney.
Yeah, and we just heard the Solon Springs coach say put some pressure on him, and that's something McDonald hasn't really felt yet in this game. So I think he's right. He's looking for his hitters to be aggressive, and they're just not chasing strikes.
And Borst wants time here. She'll step out. Can Katie Ruff in her stance just waiting, kind of restlessly turning that softball over. She will drive one for a swinging strike three, the seventh punch out of the game. Lily Borst goes down on strikes, and Katie Ruff the first out of the inning.
It almost seems like these Solon Springs hitters are anticipating the ball to move, and to me that one, it looked like it kind of just went right down the middle, and she swung right through it, which is good for Katie. Just keep pitching her game.
Emily Adrahan, who struck out the sophomore second baseman the first, will have a good eye on a ball on pitch one from Katie Ruff. 5-0 McDonald. We're in the top of the fourth. One away McDonald Jr., Katie Ruff in the circle. Ruff delivers low. 2-0 the count on Adrahan. Adrahan, the right-handed batter. Ruff the 2-0. Fouled back into the backstop. 2 balls, 1 strike. Northwood Solon Springs, the Fusion, against your McDonald Central Lady Max. Ruff deals low, 3-1 the count. It's Emily Adrahan. Again, we mentioned Adrahan and Golombieski each had 3 hits against Drummond in that sectional semi, so you don't want to give her anything to hit. And now 3-1. Katie drives one in for a strike. Count worked to 3-2. East Lakeland Conference versus the Western Clover Bells. The 3-2 pitch, and taking the base a little bit low that time. Adrahan works a walk.
Yeah, I think that pitch was low. However, last inning we saw that pitch against Drozzi called a strike. So
you just want consistency.
Yep. Come on,
you got it. The lefty Kelsey Schultz will come in, a strikeout victim in the second, when Ruff struck out the side. Now a runner aboard. A ball delivered on pitch one. 1-0 the count with one away and a runner on first. In a 5-0 game, McDonald with the lead. Katie Ruff strides back into the circle against the lefty Schultz.
There you go.
Delivers high.
All right, here we go. Here we go, Kelsey, let's go.
And Adrahan, the sophomore, given a little bit of a lead at first and now walking back.
Katie's just got to find her stride here.
The 2-0 pitch from Ruff. And that one low. 3-0. The runner on first.
Yeah, and the Solon Springs coach just gave the take sign, so this pitch is on Katie to just throw a strike here.
She will deliver low, so a four-pitch walk, and that'll send runners to first and second with one away as Kelsey Schultz, the senior, works her way to first base. That'll bring up Ella Postal, the sophomore, number 15 first baseman, struck out in the second. Postal bat from the right again. She's got a lot of height. Scoring threat here, best scoring threat for the Northwood Solon Springs Fusion since the first inning. Katie Ruff has some work to do here. Ruff delivers and a swinging strike one.
Think about all the line drives you've hit back through the middle.
Again, Coach Jackson giving his sophomore some counsel here from the third base box. His Poster will step back in. Runners on first and second, one away. Top of the fourth. Ruff goes high as Postal holds off.
The runner at second base is taking maybe a one or two step lead. I'd love to see Morgan throw it to first and get an out.
Katie Ruff, the 1-1 pitch is low. 2-1 the count. Working toward the longest inning since the first, when two base runners were aboard but stranded by Katie Ruff. 5-0 McDonald. And a foul out of play along the first baseline. May have hit the basketball court over there. And now 2-2. If you're Ruff, you'd love to punch out Postal here.
Yeah, Postal's way behind it. Katie just needs to wind up and throw one. Hard pass.
2-2 pitch from Ruff and popped foul over the backstop. Hey, you're battling. Good job. Audrey Swanson, the freshman third baseman, is due up next. Runners at first and second with one away. 2-2 the count. Ruff, dribble to first base. Aubrey Dorn gloves. She will jog back to the bag. Touch the bag there for the out. Runners advance to second and third. And the unassisted ground out.
Yeah, that was a great play by Aubrey.
She had to stretch. I mean, she's got probably close to a 6 foot, 6 foot one wingspan.
Yep, and wanted to throw a second to get not the lead runner, but at least a lead runner.
In the dirt and low, against Audrey Swanson for Katie Ruff. So runners on second and third. First time a runner has advanced, I believe, past second base against Katie Ruff. Two away, McDonald leading 5-0. And a 1-0 pitch from Ruff. That one low as well. She does have first base open, but again, you want to try and take care of business here. Audrey Swanson, the freshman. One of the three strikeouts in the second inning for Northwood Solon Springs. This is her second time facing Katie Ruff. Ruff drives one in for a strike. Makes the count 2-1.
Yeah, this is the hitter you want to get. Don't let him get to the bottom of the order or think about turning the order over.
Swanson stands in and takes a pitch high. 3-1 the count. There's a board on second and third. No runs scored yet for Northwood Solon Springs, their biggest threat yet. Katie Ruff in the circle, the 3-1 pitch, drives it in for a strike to make the count full. Good confident pitch there from Katie Ruff. Can she get one more here to end the inning? 2 outs. The 3-2 pitch from Ruff, swinging, strike three! Sends her down, and another zero up on the scoreboard as Katie Ruff gets her 8th strikeout. We're back in 60 seconds. McDonald leads 5-0 as we head to the bottom of the 4th on WOGO Sports.
At Purveya, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Purveya.
At Purveya Health, we're led by doctors.
Not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Purveya Health. Dr. Led, specializing in you.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Athens here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We head toward the max half of the fourth inning. Four goose eggs up on the scoreboard for Northwood Solon Springs. McDonald has scored at least once in each of the first three innings, and they will send Abby Brasina as the leadoff batter here in their half of the fourth. Brasina, a double and a run scored as she will take a first pitch strike. And a clutch way to end the inning with runners on second and third. Katie Ruff, a big strikeout there to end the fourth.
Yeah, the confident pitch you want to see out of your pitcher in the game to go to state.
Come on, Ab, here you go.
1-1 the count. Billy Borst has thrown a lot of pitches out here in this early June heat. Borst deals low.
All right, there was the ball on the low pitch again, so he's making up for it.
Borst again, and a foul over the backstop and out of play. Evens the count at 2-2 for Abby Brasina, the junior.
Yeah, Abby was right on that pitch. I wouldn't be surprised if she tries to come with a changeup here.
Horst, the junior, steps into a 2-2 pitch, swinging strike three, and Brasina goes down as the third strikeout for McDonald in this game. And we'll go back to the top of the order here in the bottom of the fourth. Kendall Heffler, who singled, doubled, stolen two bases, and scored twice. Batting from the right, and Heffler, it's a first pitch strike go by. Forced ahead 0-1 in the count.
Yeah, that was the first pitch change up there. Good take by Kendall.
0-1 pitch from Borst. And another called strike. Forced ahead 0-2 in this at-bat, trying to get Kendall Heffler out for the first time this evening. See what Kendall's got up her sleeves. Four steals, 0-2, swinging strike three, and two strikeouts in a row for Boris as she's starting to settle in a little bit here in the fourth inning, but Becca Beyer will try to change that.
Yeah, Kendall chased the high fastball there.
Beyer had a single in the first and a sack fly in the second. She'll foul one off first pitch here.
McDonald's done a really good job of being patient. Now we've seen them chasing balls out of the zone again.
And you're ahead 5-0, but like you mentioned, no lead is safe. Borst, a bunt laid down by Beyer. Borst gloves. She'll throw it a first in time. And a 1-2-3 inning, the first zero put up by Lily Borst, the junior. And they will head back to the plate as we head to the fifth. We're back in 60 seconds. Lady Max sectional final softball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a quality
business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to sectional final softball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Sydney Schemenauer with you. Sam Aberle back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Katie Ruff facing the top of the order for Northwood Solon Springs. That'd be Izzy Golombieski. Or excuse me, no, this is going to be Kaylee Bleegan before Golombieski, who's on deck. And Bleegan, the freshman, watches a second pitch strike. Legan did strike out once so far in this game. That was in the third. This is the top of the fifth with a count 1-1. Ruff and a foul tip showing bunt. Legan, and that one will go over the backstop, and some enterprising child will have to retrieve it.
Yeah, that Solon Springs trying to take one from McDonald's book with Becca trying to bunt for a base hit and ended the last inning. She just needed to bunt it down the third baseline instead of the first.
Low and in the dirt on the 1-2. Two balls, two strikes against Kaylee Bleeg and the freshman.
No bunt. Choke it up and get the choke up on it. Get the bat on the ball. Let's go.
And we're hearing Rich Jackson telling his freshman to get a hit instead. A swinging strike and the ninth punch out of the game for Katie Ruff.
Hey, top here!
That'll be the first out of the fifth inning. Now Golombieski, the junior, comes in. She's lined out in the first. A walk in the third.
Yeah, she by far has the best swing on Solon Springs and hit the ball the hardest on the first swing of the day to Josie at short.
She'll foul one back. 0-1. One away. Top of the fifth inning here in the sectional final. Winner goes to state.
Come on, Katie.
Thank you for joining us here on WOGO Sports and Max TV if you're watching and listening to tonight's game. And did she offer on the second? Looks like she held back. Coach Jackson Terry saying good hold here right in front of us to his junior. The 1-1 pitch from Katie Ruff is low, just off the dirt. Good scoop there by Morgan Wirtz. 2-1 with one away.
Yeah, Katie's stride getting just a little bit shorter with the heat. Need her to find the extra momentum and get back out.
Ruff deals in high for a strike. 2-2 the count. She has not struck out Golombieski yet. Only two players in this batting order for Northwood Solon Springs have not gone down on strikes to Katie Ruff. Golombieski is going to pop one up foul. I lost track of that. I think it went off.
Right behind home plate.
Pretty good crowd on hand here, lining the fence on the first and third baselines. 2-2. We go again. Katie Ruff facing Golombieski. Deals low. Count worked full. Golombieski again. Just like what happened in the third inning. Patient at bat to a full count and then took a pitch for a walk. See what Katie Ruff has for her this time. Ruff deals 3-2 low. And Golombieski will walk again. And a runner aboard with one away. And Kyra Latvala, the senior catcher, number 11, stepping in. She was hit by a pitch in the first, struck out in the third. Ruff has had two straight shutouts. Looking for that here.
Yeah, Golombieski's aggressive on the base paths.
Swinging strike one. Yeah, as you mentioned, Golombieski, she's going to take a long lead there. And we saw her again, her range from that shortstop position. I mean, definitely an athlete. I'd love to get her in motion. As Latvala will step in on an 0-1 and foul it straight back.
Yeah, I would like to see Morgan just catch one and fire it to first. I think she's got the arm to potentially get an easy out over there.
One away. The 0-2 pitch from Katie Ruff. Low and gets away from Morgan Wirtz, and Golombieski is going to slide into second without a throw. So Golombieski in scoring position potentially. And the umpires are going to conference here.
The batter is trying to say that it hit her knee, and it absolutely did not. It bounced in the dirt and scooted away from Morgan, but it did not hit the batter.
Trying to get an extra base runner here. The officials, umpiring group of three here, are going to conference. As it stands now, Golombieski is at second. And our umpires are going to say, no, it did not hit Kyra Latvala. And so she will step back in with a 1-2 count. The runner does advance to second. Kyra Latvala, the senior. Katie Ruff, the 1-2, and man, thought maybe she could get her for a called strike three, but no generosity there from our home plate umpire.
That was very close.
2-2 from Katie Ruff, swinging strike three, double-digit strikeouts for Katie. That's the second out, more importantly, of this fifth inning. Now a runner at second, and Bailey Monson, the senior, left fielder number three again. She is one of only two players, along with Golombieski, who has not been a strikeout victim of Katie Ruff. Monson, a base on balls in the first, and a pop-out to Aubrey Dorn at first base in the third. Runner at second, 5-0 McDonald, two away. Fourth batter of the inning faced by Katie Ruff. Ruff whistles one in for a strike. That is a large hornet over by you. Don't send it to me.
It wasn't me.
Katie Ruff, a swinging strike two, quickly ahead in the count against Bailey Monson. Runner at second, two away. No balls, two strikes. Katie Ruff, the 0-2 pitch against Monson. A little bit low. And Coach Beyer wanted that one.
That's exactly where you want to pitch on an 0-2 count. Right around the zone.
Katie Ruff trying to end the inning with a strikeout. Instead, it's popped up foul over the backstop. The inning will extend for at least one more pitch here. And runner at second is Golombieski. We know she has speed.
Katie's been low the last couple pitches. Want to see one go high here and see if she can get her.
1-2, popped foul really high. Straight back. So battling valiantly at the plate is Bailey Monson, who will prevail, the junior Katie Ruff, or the senior Bailey Monson. With two away, one ball and two strikes. Katie Ruff eyes, fires low. 2-2. Ruff quickly ready to work. The 2-2 pitch popped up over to our direction, run up by Keegan Winger. She will glove, and that ends the inning. McDonald scoreless through five. They lead 5-0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Caleb Swenson, Sydney Schemenauer with you on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Bottom half of the fifth inning here in this WIAA Division 5 sectional final. McDonald leading 5-0 as they will send Morgan Wirtz to the plate here in the bottom half of the fifth. First zero put on the scoreboard for junior Lily Borst was that last inning, as she worked quite quickly, just three batters for McDonald faced. See if McDonald can extend this outing longer. As a strike on pitch one against Wirtz. She had a sac fly RBI to center field in the first inning and flew out to left in the second.
Yeah, she's due for a hit.
From Borst. And missing. Lily Borst, even the count at 1-1.
Good patient at bat. Look for her pitch and drive it.
1-1 for Morgan Wirtz. The pitch, low and in the dirt, skipped over home plate. 1-2. And again, the sun has mercifully went behind a cloud, but these pitchers especially have really been working and throwing a lot of pitches, Borst in particular. Borst delivers, and Morgan Wirtz now facing a 2-2 count.
It was a good take by Morgan. That pitch was really close.
Josie Witkowski on deck. No one out, no one on. The 2-2 pitch from Lily Borst. Morgan Wirtz takes one high. Good eye there by Morgan. And she's battled her way to a full count as the junior Lily Borst. 5-0 McDonald. Bottom of the fifth inning here in Athens. Borst, the 3-2, driven right to short and glove just above the dirt. A nice play there by guess who? Izzy Golombieski. She's been impressive. So Morgan Wirtz, the first out of the inning.
Morgan hit that one exactly how you want to hit it. Just happened to be right at the shortstop.
Golombieski, a shoestring grab. Josie Witkowski steps in, takes the first pitch ball. Witkowski ground out in the first inning, then a double and a run scored in the third. Josie the senior, right-handed batter. 1-0 pitch, takes that one for a strike.
Yeah, that was a perfectly placed changeup by Borst.
Borst back into her stance, 1-1. Josie Witkowski's going to drive that one out to left. Long run up for Bailey Monson. Makes the catch in shallow left and two away from McDonald's again. Borst working pretty quickly here through the inning, but Aubrey Dorn coming up.
Yeah, McDonald bats have went a little quiet here in the last few innings. They need somebody to light the spark again.
Aubrey Dorn, base on balls and a steal in the first. Then popped out to right in the third. Missing on the first pitch, Lily Borst. Two away, no one on. McDonald leading 5-0. In the bottom of the fifth. Aubrey Dorn fouls one back and over the fence. One ball, one strike, but two outs. junior versus junior matchup here. The 1-1 pitch from Borst and driven to third is going to be a long throw, and it gets away from first base, turning first and heading to second, Aubrey Dorn. First runner aboard for McDonald here in the fifth.
Yeah, that is what you call a look what I found from the third baseman. Ball was smoked on the third baseline, and she happened to glove it, and I think she was just surprised that she even made the play in the first place and then didn't compose herself to make the throw to first.
So reaching second on the ear, Aubrey Dorn after the single, and Katie Ruff, who had a double last time up in the third. Chance to help her cause, as we've been saying all game here, with a runner perhaps in scoring position with a hard hit ball. Two away, Aubrey Dorn on second. McDonald leads 5-0. Missing on the first pitch was Borst. One ball, no strikes. Borst offers again high.
Yeah, the center fielder and left fielder are playing very deep. Any ball hit to shallow left or center field is definitely going to score a run.
2-0 the count. Borst whirls and deals, finds the strike zone that time. 2-1. On Katie Ruff. I should mention that Ruff's double was an RBI double back in the third. The pitch and a swinging strike two evens the count. Two away, 2-2 the count. Donald with a runner at second, and Katie Ruff with Caroline and Kugel on deck back into the box. Borst the 2-2 pitch, misses high. A little inside, too, the way Katie Ruff leaned back.
Here we go, 20. Come on, 20.
Full count. The 3-2 pitch from Lily Borst. And it's swatted high into the air to shallow left. Long run out. Golombieski ranging back, and she will make the play. And that will end the inning. So two straight shutout innings, but McDonald still leads 5-0. We're back after this in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports as we head to the sixth in the sectional final.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to the softball diamond at Athens High School, site of this WIAA Division 5 sectional final. Two innings left to determine who goes to state. McDonald leading 5-0, but Lily Borst has settled in a little bit and pitched two straight shutout innings. Katie Ruff, meanwhile, has struck out 10. Has pitched five straight shutout innings, and she will get a dribbler to Keegan Winger. Keegan gloves, throws for the 5-3 putout, and that is a one pitch first at bat as Borst goes down there.
Keegan is thankful for her 6-foot first baseman over there. She has a big target.
Strike. The first pitch from Katie Ruff. Emily Adraham, the sophomore, a strikeout in the first. Base on balls in the fourth. Here in the sixth. Miss on the second pitch from Ruff. 1-1 the count with one away. Adraham, the second baseman. There's number 14, bats from the right. Ruff delivers high. 2-1.
Doesn't, don't help her, okay? But get yourself ready to hit.
Dane Ruff and Morgan Wirtz, the battery for McDonald, pair of juniors. Another dribbler right to Keegan Winger. She'll charge, throw it up first. 5-3 on two consecutive putouts. Freshman to junior. The hot corner there for Keegan Winger. And I believe Coach Beyer talked about Keegan after that last game against Athens. The freshman playing over there at the hot corner. A little nervous to start. She hadn't played that position before this year, but she's settling in quite well. A swinging strike one, Kelsey Schultz, the senior.
Yeah, she is showing absolutely no nerves. Made those last two plays flawlessly.
Schultz, a strikeout in the second. A walk in the fourth. Two away, no one on. Katie Ruff deals low. One and one with two away. Ruff one out away from a sixth straight scoreless inning. Foul tip into the fence behind home plate. One and two. Kelsey Schultz bats from the left. The senior behind in the count. One ball and two strikes. No one on, two away. Katie Ruff deals low. It skips away from Morgan Wirtz. Couldn't get Kelsey Schultz to chase that one, so even. Two and two.
Don't try to do too much, okay?
Katie Ruff will step to the back of the circle and now stride back into her spot. Kelsey Schultz in the box as well. The 2-2 offering driven right past Katie Ruff and over second as Rosina couldn't quite get to it, so that's a hit. I believe that is the first hit of the game. Kelsey Schultz with a single.
That's good broadcasting. Didn't want to jinx the no-hitter until right now.
Of course not. We'll just wait and let it happen.
Kelsey got two down.
So Katie Ruff with two out and one aboard. That's Kelsey Schultz. Second time she's reached base. Ella Postal, the sophomore. Swinging strike one. Postal struck out in the second. And a ground out to Aubrey Dorn at first. A nifty play by Aubrey back in the fourth. Postal with a runner aboard. A sophomore first baseman. Swinging strike two. And quickly ahead in the count, Katie Ruff. Oh and two with two away. Ruff whirls and deals, looking for a called strike three. Not going to get it. One and two the count. Kelsey Schultz at first. We're in the top of the sixth inning with McDonald leading 5-0 here in the sectional final. They're going to state. Lady Max against the Northwood Solon Springs Fusion. Another low offering. And a snap throw to first. Aubrey Dorn, long reach, but couldn't quite get the tag there to Kelsey Schultz. Postal, two balls, two strikes, two outs with a runner at first. Katie Ruff whirls and deals high. And the count worked full. Now a Postal, a patient at bat here.
Yeah, full count now, two outs, so the runner will be going with the pitch. Big pitch here for Katie.
Now a Postal steps in. The 3-2 pitch skips away low. Either way, it's going to be second base. For Adrahan, but Postal draws a walk, and now runners at first and second with two away. And Audrey Swanson, the freshman third baseman, that's in the eighth slot, number six, will come in. She struck out twice in the second and the fourth. And Morgan Wirtz and Katie Ruff, a brief conference here in the circle, just the two of them. A shutout through five innings.
You got two down.
A no-hitter through 5 2/3 for Katie Ruff for the single there by Kelsey Schultz. Now the freshman Audrey Swanson.
Katie's gone away from the high pitch these last few hitters. She needs to get that pitch back. That's her swing and miss pitch.
Offers low on the first pitch.
Ready to hit a strike.
Audrey Swanson, the freshman. Waits on the 0-1. She's going to dribble one to second. Throw to first. Easy put out. From Abby Brezina to Aubrey Dorn, 6-3 in the inning ended. Another shutout posted by Katie Ruff. We're back in 60 seconds as McDonald heads to their half of the sixth on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it all together? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
Bottom of the sixth here from Athens, WIAA Division 5. Sectional final, McDonald leads 5-0 as Caroline and Kugel strides to the plate. The sophomore DP, number 7, the right-handed batter facing Lily Boris, who's pitched well. Two straight shutout innings, but 5 runs in the first 3 innings for McDonald as Boris is outside on the first pitch. Line and Kugel, 2 flyouts in the second and third. Feeling shortstop, she'll dribble one right past the third baseman, and on board is Kira Leinenkugel. Give her enough at bats, and she's gonna get on base. Kira Leinenkugel, a single. Suppose we might need to score that properly as E5.
Yeah.
It's kind of tough. It was a tough play there for the third baseman. And I believe Audrey Swanson, the freshman first baseman, is going to have to take a quick break here to get an inhaler. Again, that heat can certainly be oppressive out here. So quick break for everyone. Make sure, again, the young lady is all right. And looks like she's going to be all right heading back to third. And tough to know. Again, that was a sharply hit ball by Kira Leinenkugel. Right inside the bag at third.
Yeah, I think that's a play the third baseman should definitely make on a backhand. But hit hard nonetheless.
And Leinenkugel aboard with no one out, and Keegan Winger showing bunts and taps it foul. Winger had a double and a run scored in the second, struck out in the third. The freshman third baseman facing the junior Lily Boers. With one on and no one away, here in the Max bottom half of the sixth. A bunt popped up and a diving attempt at a catch from Kyra Latvala. Not able to get it as Keegan Winger trying to advance the runner. And athletic play there by Latvala, but couldn't quite get the glove on it.
Yeah, and Rick Beyer doing some base running coaching there as the runner at first, Kyra Leinenkugel, just took off for second, didn't make sure that bunt got down. That could have been a bad double play for McDonald had the catcher made it.
So Winger steps back in with an 0-2 count. Force the pitch high. Latvala is going to take a look at first. Doesn't make a throw as retreating will be Caroline and Kugel, the sophomore. Winger steps in on the 1-2 in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lion Kugel looking to get a fast start from first. Two balls, two strikes for Winger. The pitch, and she will drive it to short and bobble there at short. That's an error on Golan Bieski. Runner safe at first and second. Complimented the incredible play of Izzy Golan Bieski, but that one just took an awkward hop.
Yeah, it's the left side of the infield is struggling to backhand and trying to get in front of it, and the last two balls are just plays you can't make if you're going to get in front of it. You have to be able to use a backhand and throw over to first, so McDonald doing good, putting the ball in play.
Abby Brezina showing bunt, and she'll tap it back behind home plate. Abby had a double and a run scored, RBI double as well, in the second, struck out in the fourth. Runners at first and second. No one out.
Very interesting bunk coverage there as the third base and first base stayed home on that.
0-1. Rosina's showing. Bunting. It gets over the catcher's head. Runners advance to second and third on the wild pitch. So now Abby Brezina, you would certainly assume, is going to be pulling back this bunt and trying to get a knock here to score one or maybe two.
You know, with where the third base was playing, I wouldn't be surprised if she bunts again.
Brezina at the plate. 0-2 count and foul tip back. Leinenkugel at third. Keegan Winger at second. Good speed there on the base for McDonald. Kazina. Pitch from Borst. And called strike three.
Yeah, with two strikes, there. You got to be aggressive in protecting. It was close. It was a little high, but you got to be ready.
First out of the inning. So Abby Brezina retires, but that'll bring up Kendall Heffler. Kendall struck out in the fourth, but before that a single and a double. Stole a couple bases, scored two runs. She's got a chance for an RBI or two here. First pitch low and dropped by the catcher, but not enough to move anyone along. 1-0. One out here in the bottom of the sixth. McDonald leading 5-0 in this sectional final. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Borst, and Winger's going to drive one to shallow center. It's going to get down. That's going to score one. The throw is not going to be anywhere close to in time. And an RBI double for Keegan Winger makes it 7-0 McDonald.
Yeah, with Kendall's speed, she made it to second on that. And there's no other player on this team that's going to second base on that hit. But Kendall hustling out of the box and turned a single into a double. And McDonald very lucky that Solon Springs did not throw the ball over to third base and double-check the last runner because she definitely missed it.
Becca Beyer comes up, and a pitch gets away from the catcher, Latvala. And so Kendall Heffler is going to take third. And my apologies, I believe I said in the excitement that it was Keegan Winger with the double. Winger's the one who scored Heffler with the double, and now Heffler advances to third with Becca Beyer at the plate. He's had an RBI and a sack fly and a high pitch there from Borst. And again, Borst, Sydney, had two straight shutout innings, but now McDonald has nicked her up for two runs with just one out so far here in the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, hits are contagious, Caleb. When one girl sees the ball hit the green, a lot of girls come up and do the same thing.
Becca Beyer swats it to Golan Bieski. She's going to hold the runner, throw to first, but Heffler's going to dive in and score. The third run scored by Kendall Heffler in the eighth of the game for McDonald.
Any young kid that is
first slide.
Wanting to play softball needs to watch Kendall Heffler run the bases because she does it just as good as any player I've seen.
An RBI for Becca Beyer, her second of the game. The 6-3 put out by Golan Bieski, but that's the second out of the inning. And Morgan Wirtz coming up. And mentioned Morgan Wirtz is due. She's got a sack fly in the first. Fly out and a line out in the second and fifth. 8-0 McDonald. Wirtz is going to let one hit the dirt.
Yeah, Golan Bieski was making up for the last error on that play. Becca hit that one very hard to short. Golan Bieski made a very good play.
Kendall making sure trainer Lynn has a little something to do during this game.
Making sure she goes out with a bang.
2 outs, no one on. 1-0 pitch from Borst to Morgan Wirtz. And she's really high that time, a couple feet over her catcher's head. And Kendall Heffler had the double and the run scored on the RBI from Becca Beyer.
Yeah, I think Borst just trying to do a little too much with Morgan at the plate right
2-0
now.
2-0 from Borst, and Wirtz is going to drive one to center. Glove there on a line out, but still damage done by McDonald. They played 3 in the sixth. We head to the seventh. It's 8-0, the Lady Max, 3 outs away from a berth at State.
The death of a loved one turns your world upside down. At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, we understand and we're here for you. We are honored to help you create a uniquely personalized service to celebrate your loved one's life and legacy. But a funeral service goes beyond paying tribute to a life lived. It's also about supporting those a loss leaves behind. When your loved one is brought into our care, you are too. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Online at petersonvolker.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Welcome back to Athens. Caleb Swenson, Sydney Sheminar with you. We head to the seventh inning. Top of the seventh, McDonald leading 8-0, three outs away from heading back to state for the first time since 2018. Work to be done, Sydney, but those three runs plated in the bottom of the sixth certainly helped the cause.
Yeah, definitely allows McDonald to go out there and be a little looser.
Good short swing, get the bat on the ball.
Kaylee Bleegan, bottom of the order.
Yeah, Katie just needs to be in attack mode here. Fire and strikes and let her defense make the plays.
Bleegan has struck out twice in the third and the fifth. Misses on pitch three, 2-1 the count. Last inning, the sixth, three groundouts forced by Katie Ruff. That was the first inning that she didn't have a strikeout. Whistle one in there for another strike, 2-2 the count. 2-2 for Katie Ruff. Ruff deals, popped up, and into the fence over the dugout for Northwood Solon Springs. McDonald 8. The fusion of Northwood Solon Springs 0. Top of the seventh here from Athens. The 2-2 again, fouled again into the backstop. Kaylee Bleegan, the freshman, battling valiantly against Katie Ruff.
Katie's trying to elevate that fastball and just hasn't been able to quite get it as high as she needs to strike out these hitters.
Popped up, and Aubrey Dorn ranging away from first. The long arm of the law reaches out and snatches that one out of the air for out number one.
And just as I said, she wasn't able to elevate, she elevated and got the easy pop up to first.
So Bleegan retired for out number one, and McDonald now two outs away. That'll send up the top of the order, though. Izzy Golombieski, the junior shortstop. She's lined out. Walked twice. Offering low on the first pitch. Katie Ruff. 1-0. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Lots coming up in our WOGO post game. Hopefully we're talking about a trip to Goodman. The 1-0 pitch is low. From Katie Ruff, and ahead in the count is Golombieski, 2-0. And Golombieski and Bailey Monson, the only two players in this Northwood Solon Springs lineup who have not been struck out by Katie Ruff. Swinging strike as we speak, 2-1.
Yeah, Golombieski has a great swing, and she's just looking for her pitch here to drive something.
Ruff ready to work again, waiting for Golombieski to step back in. Junior against junior here in the top of the seventh. A swinging strike, two, evens the count. One away.
Golombieski feeling a little bit of the pressure here and swinging for the fences. She just needs to put her swing on a pitch.
8-0 McDonald, top of the seventh. One out. The 2-2 pitch from Katie Ruff. It's popped up. Long run over by Josie Witkowski. She snatches it out of the air, and McDonald is one out away.
great pop-ups. Communication there between Josie and Abby Brezina, and Abby Brezina trusted Josie was going to be there and got out of the way. That could have been a bad collision.
And again, this infield has not had a lot of work to do so far in this game, but they have been ready. And now Kyra Latvala, the last hope for Northwood Solon Springs. She'll take one in the dirt. The senior catcher, number 11, she is struck out in the fifth and the third, hit by a pitch to take a base back in the first. 1-0 out away for McDonald. Katie Ruff deals and stripped along the third baseline. Gloved, throw to first, and foul. As I was getting ready.
Caleb was celebrating early.
I was just ready for
that. Did you not watch the video of the team and
in
the
Minnesota?
Baseball team? Yeah, that celebrated early and lost
their
state championship.
Never celebrate early. Never. So 1-1. Let's do it again. Katie Ruff whirls and deals, swinging, strike two. 1-2 the count. And now the fusion of Northwood Solon Springs down to their last strike. McDonald leading 8-0, two away here, top of the seventh. The 1-2 pitch. Katie Ruff dribbled, this time to Keegan Winger. She'll throw to first, and McDonald is headed to state. Your McDonald Lady Macs are sectional champions. 8-0 the final here at Athens over Northwood Solon Springs. And for the first time since 2018, your McDonald Central Lady Macs are state-bound. Congratulations. What happened just a couple pitches later? Again, that dribbler along the third baseline and Keegan Winger, the freshman to the junior, 5-3 the putout, and McDonald's headed back to state.
Yeah, this group of girls knows how to win. Think volleyball, basketball, and softball now, right?
Again, just an incredible run, winning the state championship in volleyball, winning it in basketball, and now we'll head to Gooden next week and see what damage they can do in Madison once again. 8-0, your final. We've got a lot coming up on our WOGO post game. We'll talk with head coach Rick Beyer. We'll see if we can chat with trainer Lynn, maybe a player or two as well. Your McDonald Lady Macs sectional champs. They're headed back to state. Back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
The proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Here's the beef. At Hy-Vee, their beef is the best you'll find. Why? Because only 6 out of every 100 cattle meet Hy-Vee's standards, and those cattle only come from family farms in the Midwest. If you're picky about the quality of what you put on your grill, it's time you meet the meat department at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Over 30 delicious varieties of brats and brat patties, including a new favorite, the new Glarus Spotted Cow Brat. Going the extra mile with your meat. Your Eau Claire Hy-Vee.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors,
not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people,
not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University.
We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Welcome back. Lady Mac Softball and WOGO Sports. Lots of pictures being taken as for the first time since 2018. Your McDonald Central Lady Macs are state-bound. They are headed to Goodman Diamond in Madison. A final score of 8-0, the third straight shutout for Katie Ruff. 10 strikeouts. We'll completely break it down here in the post-game talk with Coach Rick Beyer. But first, a special guest, Trainer Lynn. And Lynn, you have spent a lot of time here with McDonald, and we wanted to make sure we talked to you here on the post game because this is the swan song, as we were talking off the air. This is your final season with McDonald Athletics.
It is, yeah. I've been privileged to be part of this organization, this school, for the last 32 years as a complement of Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and it's just been a true pleasure to be part of McDonald Athletics and all the athletics that I've been part of over the last 32 years, and it's very humbling to know that parents trust me to take care of their kids when they're out there. So,
and again, it's just so many sports, that, and you've got to witness so much greatness from McDonald Athletics, but be there again when there's struggles, too. I mean, there's times, too, when a player goes down with an injury, and you're the first responder there, and it's just... like you mentioned, for the parents and the students, the administration, the staff, to entrust these great student athletes to you is an honor. And we all know, even watching from afar, Lynn, that they're in such good hands with you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
And as you move into a retirement here, too, what are some of the things that will stick out from your time, specifically working with McDonald Sports?
Oh, just all the great kids that I've been able to work with. And, you know, obviously state championships and runs for the state championship are always going to stick out. But, you know, there's always those special kids that you encounter and families that you get to know and be a part of, kind of. And, you know, I still enjoy what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's just time for me to step back and take a desk job, more or less, for the next few years. and do that. But yeah, it's always special to see the kids succeed and to see them come back after they've had an injury or something like that.
And one of the things, too, that I think we see is just the character built in sports and athletics, too, because, yes, championships are great, and we love seeing the teams go to state. We're going to have a riot going down to Madison next week. But the character of these young men and young ladies that's built through athletics, the coaches, the administration, that again are building them into the adults that they're going to be. These games are just creating such fine members of our community, and that's something that I think is just such a beautiful thing about sports.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I truly enjoy seeing the graduates, alumni come back and be there and be part of the McDonald Athletics and cheer them on when they can. Sydney sitting here doing commentary for you today. That was really nice to see and be a part of with that.
And now I think I see Sydney headed out to the field with a bucket of water and see if they can get Coach Rick Beyer. Well, Lynn, so good to talk to you. And
yes,
thank you again for all your years of service.
Thanks, Caleb.
Trainer Lynn, as again, McDonald, their usual postgame chat, and we'll talk with Sydney in just a bit, but I see her again with Rose Beyer as a shield, kind of sneaking the water bucket over there, and Becca Beyer is going to come over behind Rick and get him from behind. Oh, hopefully someone got a picture of that. Maybe Chris Malika did, as Rick gets dumped with the water, and McDonald all smiles all over the place as they are headed to state. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Lady Max postgame, McDonald headed to Goodman Diamond next week.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs.
Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it all together? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
The death of a loved one turns your world upside down. At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, we understand and we're here for you. We are honored to help you create a uniquely personalized service to celebrate your loved one's life and legacy. But a funeral service goes beyond paying tribute to a life lived. It's also about supporting those a loss leaves behind. When your loved one is brought into our care, you are too. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Online at petersonvolker.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Welcome back. Lady Max postgame here on WOGR Radio and Max TV. Thank you to Dawson Halverson and Sam Aberley for keeping things running smoothly at the Wogo home base in Halley. We'll talk with Rick Beyer, but again, plenty of pictures to be taken. First, as the Lady Max punched their ticket to state, Sydney Schemenauer, three straight shutouts now for Katie Ruff. But the bats really, again, stayed alive against a pitcher, Lily Borst, who was really hot coming into this game. No earned runs in her last outing, and they run ruled a good Drummond team. But McDonald, again, getting a run in that first inning. They've done it every single playoff game, four straight, getting at least one run in the first, then breaking things open in the second. And so the run support for a pitcher like Katie Ruff, you're seeing a very well-rounded softball team right now.
Yeah, for Katie, knowing she's got hitters behind her, it helps to go on the mound with confidence and know you got people who are going to back you up on the offensive side, so you don't have to pitch tense or feel like you have to carry the team. She knows the team's going to carry her, and that's huge when you're in these moments and in these games where there's a little bit of extra pressure. She's got some wiggle room to feel relaxed on the mound, and she looked relaxed today. I think, what would she have, maybe two hits across the day? So definitely went out there and pitched her game.
And really, again, there was a little bit of a jam in the first. Again, she got the opening out, did Katie Ruff, but then sent a player to first with hitting her with a pitch, then a base on balls. And so, again, early on, you have a couple base runners aboard, and the game could easily go a different direction if you allow a couple runs across there in the first. But with the way the defense tightened up, and then Katie ending that first inning with a strike, and after that, just was back to dominant McDonald softball.
Yeah, McDonald really came out here and played their game. It's what you have to do in these games. Three years ago, when they played on this field, they did the opposite of that and didn't play their game, and they played kind of on the heels of their feet the whole time. And today they came out to at bat being the aggressors on the mound. Katie was the aggressor, and they just looked like the better team and came out on top.
They were strong throughout, and when you look at, again, this shutout victory for McDonald, one run in the first, three in the second, one in the third. Then they were shut out for two straight innings, but scoring three in the sixth, I think, was just so critical in making sure that they absolutely shut the door. And Northwood Solon Springs went down pretty easily there, 1-2-3 in the final inning.
Yeah, that's when you're already down 5-0 and you're thinking about, if you're Solon, how you're going to climb out of that hole. Having three more added to that, now you're looking at a scoreboard that says 8-0 instead of 5-0. That's really defeating to a team, especially when you haven't scored across the game. So, and they haven't had a lot of hits, right? I think a lot of their base paths and the noise on the bases was walks, which is something Katie will want to clean up before she goes to state. You don't have to add that extra pitch, that extra pressure on yourself when you're pitching to walk people, and then you got to pitch with people behind you.
What do you think the layoff is like here? And, of course, we'll have plenty of time to break it down in Madison. But so often here during the tournament, you've got your, again, Tuesday to Thursday games. The longest layoff was over that Memorial Day holiday weekend when you've got a regional final win on a Thursday and then play again on Tuesday. But, again, they win the sectional semi on Tuesday, play again here on Thursday. Now you're looking at a full week at least layoff depending on how they get seated at state. They'll play either Thursday late in the evening or early Friday morning. So you've got a lot to work on, but also sometimes it seems like when you're hot, you want to just get out there and play again right away.
Yeah, I mean, for McDonald and for Katie especially, she's the workhorse for them, right? And she's the one arm they have, so it's actually going to benefit McDonald to get a week off and let her rest and recover so she can go in pitching her best and have her full strength behind her instead. It'll also help if it's not this hot for pitchers standing on the mound, but Lynn was yelling at me because she said I was getting sunburnt sitting over here, so...
We're signaling to Rick Beyer. We'll talk with him in just a moment here. I mean, he's probably feeling pretty cool because of that cooler of, what was it, water or Gatorade that was dumped on him?
Water. And for the record, his niece had nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with it. Just arming those who did dump it on him. We'll talk with head coach Rick Beyer. Here is McDonald, 8-0 winners heading to state. As Coach joins us here on the WOGO postgame show. And Coach Beyer, congratulations. McDonald softball here back to state for the first time since 2018. It's got to feel good.
It does, Coach. It does for sure. Thanks, Caleb. I can't say enough about Katie. She wasn't feeling good coming into this game, and she obviously didn't have her best stuff, but she's a gamer. She played it.
She battled. I mean, again, she had a no-hitter right into the sixth inning, too. I mean, and again, when you're not feeling your best and you can still say game on and do my best to carry my team, but then to get the run support. We've talked about it again and again and again. First inning run against a pitcher who came in hot and Lily Borst, and then really opening things up in the second inning.
Yeah, like I said, it sounds like a cliche, but, I mean, we work on it, and it's been working for us all the way through the playoffs.
Coach, when you look at the way your team battled throughout this game, and again, Katie, you mentioned maybe not her best stuff, but still 10 strikeouts on
a night
where
she ended up with 10?
Yeah, 10 strikeouts, and then the defense in the last couple innings where she didn't record a strikeout, the defense really stepping up and played solid, error-free softball.
Yeah, you know, and we pride ourselves in our defense. You know, this whole season, our defense is, I don't think, there might be one game where we had more than 3 errors, but otherwise, through the playoffs, we're one error in 3-4 games now.
And really impressive, too, at the plate. We talked about patience at the plate last game. And today, I think we saw some of that power as well and took advantage of some errors, some smart base running. But there was just a slew of doubles. I'm looking back to see, I believe you had 5 doubles in the space of the second and third innings and showing some of the power kind of up and down this lineup. And then, again, smart base running, moving the runners along.
You know, and that hats off to them ladies out there. You know, besides them 2 errors, I think, in the sixth, they played solid defense because our girls put some barrels on balls that they actually caught.
The
score could have been, you know, worse than it was had they, you know, not made them plays.
Yeah, and we talk about this team again. A lot of juniors. You've got some great senior leadership. You've got some youngsters who are playing, not looking like freshmen and sophomores as well, too. And just going back one more time, you talk about the team chemistry, camaraderie developed from that trip to Florida way back when, what was it, early March that you had that trip. And now we see this team, again, from freshmen up to seniors, just locked in and playing together as a unit, helping one another out.
Yeah, and they're cheering each other on. I mean, there's this whole team's been such a unit, you know, this whole season. And, you know, I'm not going to credit it to, you know, the week we had in Florida, but it, you know, it really brought them together.
And, Coach, again, this season, again, you play level of competition. We talked about it before the game. You play teams like Grantsburg, Fall Creek twice. You play Somerset. Bloomer's a tough Division III team in your conference as well. You played Hudson as well, too. I mean, you played teams knowing you might lose, not so you can have a gaudy record, but so you are ready for this tournament.
Right. Excellent. And, you know, even I have what I think I had like 5 losses going into my seeding meeting, but they know, You know, when you're going in and you see the records and you see who I'm playing and I'm getting beat by a run, you know, and we're not giving up a whole lot, they understand. You know, when you ask for the one seed, they were fine with it.
Well, Coach, it gives me great pleasure to say we'll see you next week in Madison.
Thanks, buddy.
Head Coach Rick Beyer joining us here on the WOGO postgame show. McDonald headed to state. We've still got highlights coming up as they win it 8-0 here in Athens over Northwood Solon Springs. Bound for Madison are the Lady Macs. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes to get those highlights ready for you on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Well, we have a slew of highlights to get through that I just barely got tabbed up in time during that break. Thank you so much to all of our incredible sponsors making these broadcasts possible. And Sydney, what do you say? Should we go through and listen to how this one went down?
Absolutely.
It'd help if I turned your mic on here, too. So, again, a jubilant bunch here at Athens as McDonald wins it 8-0. Another shutout, their third straight, as they knock off Northwood Solon Springs, the Fusion. And let's hear how the action went down here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. We go to the bottom of the first, back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Here
Where's the beef? At Hy-Vee, their beef is the best you'll find. Why? Because only 6 out of every 100 cattle meet Hy-Vee's standards, and those cattle only come from family farms in the Midwest.
Over second base, Kendall Heffler is going to have a leadoff single for McDonald. Boris deals. Popped up in the air to shallow left, a long run, and the runners collide, so Kendall's going to tag. She's going to go to the plate, dive in head first. McDonald's up 1-0.
Up.
Schultz stepped out of the box and back in, but Katie's ready to go and waiting. Katie whirls and deals, swinging, strike three, her second punch out of the game, and Schultz goes down swinging for the first out of the second inning.
Bub, ask her if that was on balance or not.
1-0 McDonald, bottom of the second. The skies have cleared and we've got beautiful sunshine right on our necks right now.
Katie's in rhythm now.
Postal, the sophomore first baseman, number 15, stands in, and Katie whistles one in there for a strike.
Confident, steps on and is ready to deliver.
Postal bats from the right. The 0-2 pitch, a swinging strike three. Two Ks in a row for Katie.
You got this, Katie.
Johnson, the 60. Johnson, the freshman, will stand back in. Katie Ruff waiting. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Striking out the side, Katie Ruff sends them down in sequence. We'll step out and be back. And of course, was phenomenal on defense. Drives one past short into left field and gets by the left fielder, Keegan, rounding first, and she's going to get a stand-up double. Keegan Winger in scoring position, and the Macs are in business here in the second.
Yeah, the left fielder just let that one go right between her legs.
Driven past the shortstop, and that's going to send Winger around third. She's driving hard to the plate, score standing up as Abby Brezina, a stand-up double, run scoring to put McDonald up 2-0.
Great base running there by Abby Brezina on the throw home. Was attentive to know to take second base when...
Far into left field. It's back toward the track. Hits the wall. Kendall going to second. She's going to stop at second, but it's an RBI double for Kendall Heffler. McDonald's plated two here in the second. And scoring after Bleegan makes the catch. Kendall Heffler, her second run of the game. And McDonald, just like that, leads 4-0. Becca Beyer, the RBI sack fly. Miss Kyra Latvila wanted time. Now she'll stand in, as will Katie Ruff. One away, runner on first, 2-2 pitch, swinging, strike three. And Latvila goes down. She is the sixth strikeout victim for Katie Ruff. Boris, the 3-2 pitch, and driven out to left field. Is it going to hit grass? It will, and there's a stand-up double for Josie Witkowski, a patient at bat. She worked the count full and drove one into left field. And the 3-2 pitch from Boris, and driven high and deep to left field, and it's over the center fielder's head. That's going to score one, and yet another double for McDonald. Katie Ruff helping her cause the fifth run of the game for McDonald. And kind of restlessly turning that softball over. She will drive one for a swinging strike three. The seventh punch out of the game. Lily Borst goes down on strikes. And Katie Ruff, the first out of the inning. Three sends her down. And another zero up on the scoreboard as Katie Ruff gets her eighth strikeout. We're back in 60 seconds. League and the freshman.
Choke up on it, get the bat on the ball. Let's go.
And we're hearing Jackson telling his freshman to get a hit. Instead, a swinging strike and the ninth punch out of the game for Katie Ruff. No generosity there from our home plate umpire.
That was very close.
2-2 from Katie Ruff. Swinging strike three. Double-digit strikeouts for Katie. 1-1 pitch from Borst, and driven to third is going to be a long throw, and it gets away from first base, turning first and heading to second, Aubrey Dorn. First runner aboard for McDonald here in Two balls, two strikes for Winger. The pitch, and she will drive it to short and bobble there at short. That's an error on Golan Bieski. Runner safe at first and second. TV, Borst. And Winger's going to drive one to shallow center. It's going to get down. That's going to score one. The throw is not going to be anywhere close to in time. And an RBI double for Keegan Winger makes it 7-0 McDonald.
When one girl sees the ball hit the green, a lot of girls come up and do the same thing.
Beckenbauer swats it to Golan Bieski. She's going to hold the runner, throw to first. But Heffler's going to dive in and score. The third run scored by Kendall Heffler in the eighth of the game for McDonald.
Trying to elevate that fastball and just hasn't been able to quite get it as high as she needs to strike out these hitters.
Popped up, and Aubrey Dorn ranging away from first. The long arm of the law reaches out and snatches that one out of the air for out number one. First, and McDonald is headed to skate. This time, Ruff dribbled. This time to Keegan Winger. She'll throw to first, and McDonald is headed to skate. Your McDonald Lady Macs are sectional champions. 8-0 the final here at Athens over Northwood Solon Springs. And for the first time since 2018, your McDonald Central Lady Macs are state-bound. Congratulations. And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. We'll get a little bit better, more robust version of those highlights ready to go before the first game at state. The season keeps going. You're hoping for two more games here, Sydney, and thanks so much for joining me here this afternoon in Athens.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It was a pleasure, again, being back here. Mentioned just a couple years ago in 2021, a 3-2 loss to Hurley, and that's a McDonald team that I think certainly had the makeup of a team that could go to state and maybe even do some damage there. But sometimes, as you say, it's just softball. Sometimes things don't go your way. And this time, McDonald making sure there was no doubt that they were going to punch their ticket back to Madison.
Yeah, we love to rewrite history, right? So a fun day today, and best of luck to the Macs next week.
We are looking forward to going to Goodman Diamond. Hopefully Chris Mollica got some great pictures as McDonald celebrating on the field. We will say thanks to Val Knobloch of Max TV for partnering with us again here this afternoon. Thank you to Dawson Halverson and Sam Aberley keeping things running so smoothly at the Wogo Home Mason Hallie. We are grateful to every single sponsor making this broadcast possible this afternoon and evening as well. Once again, your final from Athens High School, McDonald 8, Northwood Solon Springs 0, and the Lady Macs are headed to Madison. For Sydney Schemenauer, I'm Caleb Swenson. Not sure if we're going to be able to get Becca Beyer to come on the air with us or not. She's looking like she doesn't want to, but we might be able to coax her over, so we're going to wait just a second. Maybe Josie will come over too. Okay, so Josie and Becca are both going to come over here. So let's get Becca Beyer with the headset, and let's get Josie with the mic here. A couple of our McDonald seniors. Ladies, congratulations, headed to state.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And certainly, again, a hot afternoon here, and we were talking with Coach Beyer as well, that your pitcher, who's been so strong for you, wasn't feeling the greatest today, but again, so much of what you guys did, not only defensively, but also at the plate, saying, hey, Katie, we've got your back, and she went out there and held her own, but also you guys gave her some really early run support. Who wants to answer first? We'll stay with Josie first. So, again, Josie, this team, you've got three straight shutouts, too. When you have a pitcher who's playing as well as Katie, how important is for you guys in the field to just be ready? Because we saw she didn't strike anyone out in the sixth and the seventh, but rock solid, no errors once again for your team.
We always talk about backing up the pitcher and being ready for anything. We always got Katie's back, and we tell her that, and then she just goes and strikes him out.
Becca, when you look at, again, the plate discipline that you all have had to show. Last time out against Athens, drew seven walks, a hit by pitch as well, and facing a hot pitcher in Lily Borst today, but you guys were able to get to her early, and again, that's just 1-9 in this lineup. We saw a lot of pop in the bats here, and we were talking, if this was at Casper, might have had a few go out.
Yeah, I think Katie's definitely would have been gone at Casper.
But I think the games that we've picked up during the season, non-conference, have really helped us with pitching because my dad has made sure that we've seen some good pitchers so that the pitchers we see in the playoffs were ready to hit.
And staying here with Becca for a moment, too. So talking about some of the pitching that you've seen, we've talked with your dad as well, too. Again, you've seen Somerset, you've seen Grantsburg, you've seen Fall Creek, you've seen Hudson. I mean, a lot of these teams, either Division I teams or three or four division teams that very possibly could have punched their ticket to stay here as well, too. So how has that prepared you? Sometimes even it's not fun to lose games, but sometimes when you play that elite-level competition, it just seems to, again, iron sharpening iron, getting you ready for the tournament here.
Mm-hmm. I think going into some of those harder games with the harder pitchers, we didn't have a lot of confidence, but then we realized that we could actually hit them and we could make contact with the ball, so that just helps us a lot when we come into these games. We're like, we've seen harder pitchers, and we know that we can hit the ball.
Josie, as a senior, I believe I was looking back at the last time I was here. I thought it was bad luck for you guys when you lost that game to Hurley, but you've been part of this team for a long time, so what does it mean as a senior to say, we've got it done, not everything we want to accomplish this season, but we've been able to punch our ticket back to Madison? That has to mean so much, especially because the last time you were here, it didn't end the way you wanted.
Yeah, I know coming out today, my sophomore year, we lost by one, and I knew coming today that I wasn't leaving this field with a loss. So coming out, leaving everything out on the field, and then even going back to state because we were there for volleyball and basketball, and I wanted to go for softball.
Yeah, and again, still some damage to be done down at Goodman, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys. And one final question for both of you. We've talked quite a bit about this trip to Florida and the fact that, okay, we've got seniors, not a huge senior group with, I believe, three of you here, but a strong junior class. But again, you've got sophomores and freshmen playing and contributing a lot here too. So what does it mean to you all as the seniors to say we're going to make sure that there's chemistry in all four classes that are represented on this team?
I think definitely going to Florida, even just getting out on the field for a few days over spring break helped a lot. We were able to build bonds as a team and get closer together through that, and then growing in practice and through games and becoming a better team that way.
And your thoughts back on the same?
Florida definitely did help in that aspect, but it was also just the fact that, I mean, we were forced to spend a week together, rooming together, like airports, and I think that just helped a lot because we didn't have the closest relationship when we started. Like, we don't know the freshmen that well, and the sophomores who were on JV last year who just came to varsity. So I think Florida really helped with getting to know each other better.
And now, again, you're going to get to spend at least another week together, have some fun down in Madison. Congratulations, and we can't wait to see you at Goodman next week.
Thank you.
Your McDonald Central Lady Macs are headed to state. That'll do it for our broadcast here on WOGO Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. For Sydney Schemenauer, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Athens High School. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 8, the Northwood Solon Springs Fusion 0. We'll be back next week from Madison. We'll see you at state. The Lady Macs are state bound. Good night from Athens.
WOGO.
McDonald Mac Softball on WOGO has been brought to you by McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Cook Chiropractic Center, the Chippewa Manor, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, Grace Home Respiratory, Hy-Vee, by Lakeland University, Northwestern Bank, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, Prevea Health, Quality Propane and Quality Fuels, Royal Credit Union, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, and by Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Thanks for listening to Mac Softball on WOGO. Now please stay tuned for our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.